The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, and welcome to your Texans Daily Podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Wednesday, September 2nd. The team leaves for Tampa Bay tomorrow morning, and after practice today, head coach Gary Kubiak gave us his plans for the game and gave us an injury report on rookie Brian Cushing.
Brian, is that Cushing?
Well, today's the most work he did. He took the whole practice and actually took the defensive side of the ball and the scout team side of the ball. And we're actually going to work with him a little bit more here with pads on. So, he's ready to go. He's, getting ready to go. We still got to make a decision whether or not we put him on the field Friday.
Anything new on Matt's situation?
No. He's made a lot of progress in the last 24 hours. He's out here, with the group watching things, but just on a, rigorous treatment schedule, trying to get ready for New York.
Are you talking about Cushing?
No, it's Matt. I think he's talking about Schaub.
What are you looking for exactly on Brian? Are you going to go right up to game time?
I think so, John. I want to see how he comes out of today. This is as hard as we've pushed him. Tomorrow morning is going to be a very light workout, but we'll probably work him a little more than the other guys and just see how he comes out of it. He's come out with any soreness, what's going on.
Are you
going
to hold Drazen out again?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you going to unleash Casey in one of these games?
Are you going to unleash him? Yeah, we're going to unleash him everywhere this week. Fullback, tight end.
Are you really?
He's going to play everything. He will play a few snaps this week.
How much time do you expect him to get at fullback?
He's going to play. He'll be the guy, basically, because Vonta did not practice today, and chances are, obviously I won't play Vonta on Friday, so that makes James a full-time participant.
Well, they're still starting jobs up, like strong safety.
I think there's still some questions to be answered on our back end at linebacker, to me a little bit, and then of course the questions with Chris and Chester, are they ready to go? So there's more questions this year than any since I've been here, probably from that standpoint.
Big game check start next week. You're practicing Sunday, right?
We are. Let me think. You're getting ahead of myself.
Yes, you're practicing.
Play Friday. We're taking Saturday to do all our cuts. We will practice briefly Sunday morning.
Dante shows up. What do you do?
Well, we put him to work, find out where he's at physically. That's what we got to do.
If he looks good, can you envision him starting against
him? Y'all want to ask any questions? How about that? What was that?
David, ask him that question.
If he what?
If he's in great shape, do you envision starting him against him?
John, the bottom line, if he walks in, we got to see where he's at physically. It's my understanding he's been working really hard, and he's been down in Florida working is what I understand. But until you get him out here, put him through some stuff, he hasn't been in a meeting with Frank's defense. So there's so many questions to get answered and for me to try to guess. That would be a big guess. I don't want to do that. I let him get here, let me see, and then I'll hopefully have a better answer for you.
How much would you like to have him back?
Well, I've wanted him back all the way back to March, so I've wanted him here since then. But, he's an important part of this team, and, sure, we love having him in here.
How do you presume? Him play?
Molden, he played 22 to 25 plays. No ill effects out of his first time out. Came out of it good. I would say he wasn't himself quite yet. But the fact that he's back and will be available open today, if he comes out of this one okay, I think is a big boost for us. I think he's come a long way.
Coach, how about Rex? How did he look today?
He was fine in practice. I'm going to go back and look. We practiced briefly today, and we're not even 36 hours out of a game and got to play another one within the next 48. So we were brief out here today, but he held up, and I'm expecting to play him a lot as long as he's okay.
How is Kevin Walter today?
I would tell you all those guys are better, but they're still day-to-day. So.
Do you envision – could you see Rex playing the second half?
I could see Rex playing a great deal in this game.
On the defensive tackle, besides Amobi, is there anyone that's kind of leading the pack right now?
You're talking about as far as the other group?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think Sean. If you just look at all of them together, I think Sean jumps out at you and how he's played and what he's done and did some good stuff last week. Frank and Del Juan, to me, have been neck-and-neck young players. One day's real good, next day's not so good. Fighting for consistency, and the way we're working them now, they're kind of playing different spots because Delwan's playing the three and Frank's playing the nose. So, we'll see. We're counting on those guys. Just about them getting consistent.
Would Delwan be? Did you see a knee brace coming off? Is he going to have to play with
him? I don't know, John. I don't know. That's up to Cap. Are you talking about
Delwan wearing a knee brace?
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I don't know. It's up to him.
Thanks again for joining us here at HoustonTexans.com for your latest information on the Texans. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston.